This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, this man needs no introduction. He is the metal god himself. Well, I'll do it. It's the metal god himself, Rob Halford from Judas Freakin' Peace, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. They're going to be in town. That's Everett for Angel of the Winds Casino. That's this Wednesday, the 9th. They're going to be playing with Sabaton. Of course, Invincible Shield is the record that they put out this year. We haven't done the top 20 albums of the year yet, but I have a feeling that's going to be high up in the list. Rob, how are you doing, bro?
Hey, guys. Hi, everybody. It's great to be with you today. And wow, you just threw out some great information. Man, it's going to be so great to come back to that venue. We've got so many wonderful memories of your part of the world. You know, it's just it's a joy when you're coming into land and you can hear the metal maniacs going, priest, yes. priest, even before you get to the building. It's just it's a great moment. It's a great moment for Priest. Thank you for mentioning Invincible Shield, because we're still out roaring around the planet in support of that latest metal opus, and we're having a time of our lives. So we can't wait to embrace it all again when we come and see you guys in a few days.
Absolutely, man. And we saw you a couple of years ago with Queensryche at that venue, and we're stoked to see you. So the Northwest, it's a special place for rock and roll, for heavy music, you know, all kinds of metal bands, and then bands like Alice in Chains, Soundgarden.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you remember your first time playing the Northwest? Can you think, do you remember that?
Yeah. It was probably in the late 70s.
Yeah.
And it was the very first time Priest ever came to America. So here's this kid from an industrial town. You know, hardworking people living paycheck to paycheck, like a lot of people still do today. And let's not forget that people, don't get me started about inflation and this, that, you know, because I mean, you know, that's a subject I can talk about regardless of where any of us are in our lives. It's all relevant to each other in our metal community. But anyway, I digress. So, Getting off the plane at JFK in New York, and then getting in a little yellow cab, and then heading towards New York City, and just seeing the Manhattan skyline. You know, this is a kid who grew up watching movies from America on TV, and cowboys and Indians and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and all things America. It was like my destiny. My destiny was to spend a good part of my life here. But what I'm getting to is that was the start of the beginning of this big moment for Priest in the United States. We had a new label. We had CBS Columbia, as it was then. I forget what record it was, but we went everywhere. We started on the East Coast, and then slowly but surely we worked all the way over to Seattle, to Portland, to the great Northwest. And so we introduced this music, this heavy metal music, to a bunch of incredible people, a lot of whom are still with us now.
Yeah.
When I look out from the stage at the clouds and I see, you know, people from my genre in life, and you know, when you go to a pre-show now, it's bring the kids, bring the grandkids.
Yes.
You know, what a story, man. This band is so blessed, and we're so honored and grateful to everybody that's enabled us to keep going. So incredible memories. You mentioned some cool bands there. When I was in Phoenix, I still live in Phoenix, in the 90s, I'm driving, listen to the radio. I always listen to the radio in the car. I'm driving, and then I hear Man in the Box. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the game changer. Who are these guys? What is this sound? And of course, the music industry just like flipped over its head. We went out of the late 80s hair metal scene, whatever, and all the other great stuff that was going on. I will not dismiss that because it's all important. But to go from there to the 90s to 1990 and all of these incredible bands coming from the Northwest, in my mind, which is full of metal and music, I value the incredible importance of this part of not only the nation, but the world, really, because that music was a shockwave. It changed a lot of stuff, you know. It was as big and as powerful as stuff that was happening in the 60s, in the Cultural Revolution, the Beatles, the Stones, the Doors, Hendrix, whatever. And you go from place to place to place. So, yes, New York, Seattle, all the way down to San Diego, all the way across to Miami and every place in between. We were on the road for over 6 months in America.
Holy crap.
And we were doing like 5-6 shows a week. God, I can barely manage 3 shows a week now. But, you know, when you're young guns, young Turks, whatever the name is, and you're so full of life and vigor and energy, which we've still got. It's just coming from a slightly different place. But what I'm saying is the amount of effort and work that you have to put in to being a band, it hasn't changed, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There might be some new bands listening to us now, and that side of who you are and what you want to try and be and do, you've got to be prepared to work, you know, because that's how you build your fan base. And that's what Priest has been doing for over 50 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you mentioned, you know, there might be some new bands listening. And one thing that I always think is so cool is that, you know, Judas Priest, you guys are legends, icons. You don't have to do this, but you are someone who represents, like I see you with Behemoth t-shirts and, you know, like really ushering in the Young Turks and like the new generation of extreme metal. And, you know, what keeps you so, you know, excited and interested? Is it just your absolute passion for metal?
Yeah. Yeah, it's metal and music. Music is such a vital part of who we are as people. You can't imagine a world without music, you know. Music is in us. It's there with us from day one. But the joy that I get from metal, as you pointed out, is the full spectrum of the elements, you know.
Yes.
I was just texting Nurgle yesterday in Poland, and he's doing a kind of a so keep your mouth shut. He's doing something exciting, and you know, I get excited about thinking about he's going to do something with somebody, and what is it going to be? You know, it's all of this kind of nervous anticipation that we all look forward to, because I'm a fan as much as everybody else is of certain bands, of certain kinds of music, and it's just a joy and a passion, isn't it? It's just this thing that's burning in your belly, and it refuses to go out. Yeah, it's as strong as ever.
That's amazing. So, what I mean. Where do you see metal in 20 years? You know, metal is something that has aged incredibly well, and coming out of the pandemic, it's almost like there's the iconic bands that are touring. There's so many young bands. It's just, you see Metallica on Stranger Things. Metal is huge again. You know, maybe there was a period in some of those years, but where do you see it in 20 years, Rob?
Yeah. You know, I remember a kind of a bleak time in the UK. As we were finishing British Steel, there was this thing called punk and new wave and all that kind of stuff. And there was a very kind of negative tone pushed towards bands like Priest. The suggestion was, oh, well, these guys are just, it's over. You know, that music is over and done with. We never believed that for a moment. We stuck with it and we pushed through. And as you say, progressively since metal began, and Priest was there from day one. We made our first album in 1974, The Roots of Metal in Priest. To see it grow to such an incredible global position, and to know that we were part of it from the roots of it all, man, it's just fantastic. It's fantastic. And, you know, you could have asked me that same question in the 80s or the 90s. The joy is there's always something new going on, you know. There's some band banging away in a garage somewhere in the Northwest that's going to be the next big gigantic metal band or whatever kind of metal or rock it's going to be. And that's the motivation. That's the pleasure, because it's all inspiration, isn't it? Yeah. Every band will tell you a story about this artist or this group that kind of motivated their purpose to pick up a microphone or buy a drum kit or twang away on a guitar. I don't think we'll ever lose that. That's, again, part of what we're about and who we are. Inspiration, influence, motivation. That's constantly on a never-ending cycle within heavy metal. So I wish I could live for another 100 years, because, you know, there's going to be heavy metal on Mars.
Yes.
There's going to be heavy metal on moon bases or wherever else, you know. I'm sure they're playing it on ISIS. I wonder what they play up there on the International Space Station. We'll have to try and find out, because they're obviously listening to something, aren't they?
I'm shopping at that
record. So, yeah, it's a metal universe, let's face it. It's a metal universe.
Absolutely, man. So we're in the most metal month of the year, Halloween season, spooky season. Are you a fan of Halloween?
Yes, I am, Kevin.
Okay.
We've got a break coming up shortly. I'm going to go run to the house in Phoenix and you know, throw up skeletons and bats and and everything around the house. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yep.
As we're talking now, I'm in Seattle, and last night I was binging on Michael Myers, the Halloween movies.
Oh, yeah.
From the very first one. I watched it, you know, I had a day off for rarity. So I'm going to lay in bed and just watch all these great movies that franchise represents. And it's just fun for kids, especially, you know, bless the children, look after the kids, keep your kids close. They're the ones, there's the joy. My great niece, Harper Rose, who is my mum's daughter's daughter, she goes ballistic for Halloween. She's just turned five or six, and she loves to send me pictures of, great Uncle Rob, shall I wear this for Halloween? Shall I wear that for Halloween? It's a lot of fun, isn't it, man? It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And so, particularly around the metal world,
yes,
you know, people go that little bit edge further for a fun time. I don't think we have a show on Halloween night, do we, Priest? But I know we have had shows on Halloween nights in the past where the Metal Maniacs are dressed up as whomever, you know.
Yes.
And that's great fun to see in the crowd. A lot of fun. Yeah, look forward to it. What are you going to do? Are you dressing up as something?
I'm actually going to be in Japan. I'm going on a vacation, so I'm going to be in Tokyo. So that's going to be really cool. So I don't know. I think I might have a Mexican luchador wrestling mask that I'll wear around Tokyo. So that should be fun.
I got one of those. I bought one of those in Mexico City a few years ago. It's on my Instagram. Have you been to Japan before?
One time, but it was a long time ago. So that was like after, right around college. And I was broke college student. So now that I, you know, can spend a little bit more money and have some fun, I'm excited, man. Excited.
You know, the first time Priest went to Japan, again, was in the late 70s. We were one of the very first metal bands to ever play there.
Yeah.
And Japan, as you know, is a beautiful country. I love how they've balanced who they are in culture and art, but they've also embraced everything from the rest of the world. But when we went there for the very first time, it was nuts, because predominantly the audience were Japanese girls, screaming Japanese girls.
Yeah.
And because metal was a new thing, you know, they were trying to figure it all out, and they thought, oh, well, it's a guys in a band. It's only for a certain population, whatever. But funny incidents, like, you know, we had to check out of a hotel because it was like One Direction and Justin Bieber and the Beatles all wrapped in one. the manager politely asked us to leave because the girls were running up and down the halls, banging on the doors, wanting to see the band and all that kind of stuff.
You're causing
just nuts. But it's a beautiful country and great bands. Loudness, one of the first mecha bands from Japan. There's a very famous shop in Tokyo. I don't know whether you've ever been there. It's like a bootleg shop, but it's like an Aladdin's cave. You walk in, you will see absolutely every single thing from the beginning of metal to now on CD, on vinyl, on DVD, on VHS. I love to go and have a mooch in that place when I'm in Japan. But I'm glad you're going back. It's a special place. It really is.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited, and we're excited tomorrow night. I'm going to let you go. I just had a few minutes with you, man. So we're excited to see you at Angel of the Winds Arena, and welcome back to the Northwest. Any final words for us Seattleites?
Thank you, Kevin. Man, we can't thank you enough. I've said it a million times, and I'll never stop saying it. You've given us this life in metal, right? Your band exists because of the fans and the people that love and support you. So we thank everybody that's going to come see us again and bang our heads together and just celebrate not only Priest, but metal and our community and the friendships that we generate. So we're bringing it back. The Priest is back. Yes, once again.
Absolutely. Rob, we will see you tomorrow night. We'll be singing along. Thank you so much for your time, man, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Kevin. All the best, mate. Bye-bye now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.